What's up, good people? You already know we got another episode of King's Landing. It is your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Go ahead and follow my brother, Brian King, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. And shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/thebarberschairnet. And visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts, all the podcasts. You already know where everybody's going to be at. The Atlanta Falcons.
Your
Atlanta Falcons are 6-6. Leading the NFC South. We are currently on a 2-game win streak coming out of the bye. And on pace for playoffs.
We ain't cracking them open, but we sipping.
I ain't had one to crack, but you know, shoot, Thanksgiving was a couple weeks ago. I had a little leftover, man. These boys, going into that bye week, man. I don't even remember the last episode name, but we were so mad. It was ugly. It was getting ugly for a second. Looking at a 4-6 record, looking at Ritter getting benched, coming back, losing to the Cardinals, to the Vikings. It was getting a little sparse there, brother. But hey, you come out to buy, you beat the Saints. It's two games they got to win every year. They won one of them, and you beat the Jets. It was ugly. I'm not excited about you. You only beating the Jets by 5 points, but them Eagles lost to the Jets by 5 points. Winners are winners. I don't care how much you win by. Go win.
Like, winners are winners.
Winners are winners. So, I like it. I like it. I like it. Desmond Ridder flirted with a turnover. You know, he got to keep it entertaining. He going to keep the people engaged, you know. But, hey, if I get 10 wins, we staring at him.
I told y'all in the beginning, 10 with a cupcake schedule.
10. I like it. We got the Bucks up next week. You got the hardest team left are the Colts. Let's say you go 6-1 after the bye. That means you need to turn around 10-7 and swept the division.
When's the last time we swept the division?
I don't even think we swept the division with Matt.
No.
Like,
I don't think so.
I just off the cuff, I don't think we have a sweep of the division. I'm gonna call it 20 years. And if it hasn't happened under Matt and it didn't happen, I know it ain't happened under Vic. Never. I could put money that it is not more than one time that the Falcons have swept the division. And we're going to mess around and do it with Desmond Ridder, quarterback. Ooh. Roller coaster of a season.
Eat your heart out.
Mm. I mean, but that's what you sign up for. That's what you sign up for at the beginning of the season. Win your division.
That's it.
Win your division and then figure everything else out. And you mess around. They mess around, win 10 games. That means you came out of the bye 6-1.
Well, they would have looked like with going into it, low-key, high-key.
Hot. At that point, they talking about the Falcons is, I mean, you know, they looked a little rough early on, but they getting hot going into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
Looking mighty interesting. Looking mighty, mighty like Eli.
I ain't going that far, man. We got to get there first. Let me get back up at 500 before I start talking cash shit. I'm going to talk a little bit of shit, but you're talking Super Bowl run.
We came out of that bye and we turned it on.
We just wanted to get to the bye. Get to the bye healthy. But I like it, man. They played – It was ugly football on Sunday. I ain't going to say they played good football. The defense played good football. Two straight games with no touchdowns allowed. Again, I can't complain. Nine quarters with no touchdowns allowed. And people, you can say, oh, look at the quarterbacks they played. That's what you're supposed to do then. Like Derek Carr not Tim Boyle. To hold right. the Saints to no touchdowns, you still got Kamara out there. They still got Olave out there. They still got Taysom out there who seems to score a touchdown every time we play. And them boys was putting up threes. What'd you say? Putting up threes like they were the Hawks.
Boy, I'm telling you. Like they were the Splash Brothers.
Man, so I ain't complaining. Like, I am not complaining. They got another opportunity. The Bucks, they can hold them boys to no touchdowns.
Old Baker. Baker's going to be gunning it.
Let him gun it, baby.
Baker. Does Baker start next year?
Baker was in a camp battle against Kyle Trask.
Exactly. Baker's going to – he's gunning it.
Baker going to go out like Taylor.
He's going to let him fly.
He said, I ain't going out like that, baby. You gonna? I'm a former number one pick for a reason.
I'm telling you.
So – oh, wait. Before we get too far into the episode, what happened on Saturday?
I didn't know you were talking about them.
Can I get one real quick?
We're gonna bust the speakers with this.
I don't care.
What you want, RTR? A good old RTR.
Hey, yeah, you heard it. I'm gonna let you go. Just go get Alabama real quick. Roll Tide!
You hate on him if you want. Hey, get another one. You get another shot off that one, buddy.
Hey, baby.
Y'all sitting at home.
Oh, you know, the baby.
Cream rise to the top, baby. Don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
There it is.
Yes, sir. We in that dance, boy.
All right. That was 60 seconds for the Tide. I had to. 60 seconds for the Tide. But yeah, no, I think.
Balling too, boy. Hey. Boy, come on now. We running a three safety set. Who you know doing that?
Hey.
I'm a quarter came through with the angry runs. I told y'all he was going to get fed against these Aints. I'm telling y'all.
I ain't got a disclaimer. I have no dog in this fight. I'm a husky.
You do a little friendly little wager.
Hey, I see them purple lights up, bro. They had them purple lights lit like that in a minute. Oh shoot. They excited over here too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, hey. Shout out to the Tide. Hey.
You said shout out to who?
Shout out to the Tide. Shout out to the Tide. RTR, baby. Dogs, you got to
they real disrespectful here in Georgia. They talking about, is that maroon? No. You know what color that is. That's crimson.
Crimson and green. Man. But, no. All right. But, no. The Bucks, man, I don't really got too much to tell you about this Jets game. I tried to watch that game twice today. I was like, all right, let me watch it, get some plays to talk about, post some plays. I was like, I fell asleep. I fell asleep twice.
Good reason. I think the majority of the fan base might have fallen asleep twice.
That was the most calm I've watched the game in a long time. I want to shout out one of our former guests, my dog Stephen Hera. He's breaking it down for y'all. Go ahead, go check out Hera ATL. He was on here. Gee, when was he? Week three.
So y'all want to? I don't remember the weeks, brother.
Yeah, y'all want to see some film breakdown of that? Go check his timeline out because I am not watching that one again. That's gonna be one of those games because it's like Bud Dupree had two sacks, Ebby Ketty had what, sack and a half,
team lead.
Facts. Jesse had a pick. Like things happened in the game, but then it's also like, this is the game that AJ got a concussion. this is the game that Landman tweaked his knee. We're going to find out. Like, it's like one of those games where it's like, let's see how they respond. Like, to a two-game streak. We haven't had a three-game win streak.
I gave him the golf clap on Twitter. That was great, great, great resiliency shown by this team. Even though it was the Jets, it's still, you know, you still got to go out there and play football. And it was raining. It was still gross.
Still got to do it. And it's in the rain. Jets got four wins.
And they got a formidable defense still. Like, Aaron Rodgers is out, but that doesn't affect the other side of the ball. So, golf clap to Ritter. The winner. Did he fumble at all?
Yeah, he got on it. He got on it, but he
didn't give the ball away.
That's all we asked. He ain't throw a pick. But this still is raining. It's raining against that defense, and you still throw the ball 27 times. And where's the screen game? Like, it just Ritter's a backup at this point. Like, if we want to be real, Tim Boyle averaged 6 yards per attempt. Desmond Ritter averaged 4.5. They trusted Tim Boyle more than we trusted Desmond Ritter. It's all right. And we won. We won. Just win like that. They threw the ball 27 times, but we still ran it 34 times. Like, cool. That's what it needs to be. Against the Bucks, against the Colts, go curb stomp the Panthers. Just 25 passes a game to the playoffs.
I can get with it and play solid defense. Mm-hmm. And don't give up rushing touchdowns. That's what we do very well.
You ain't going to run the ball too well, bro. Hey, shout out Caden Ellis.
Shout out Big Street in there, bro.
Shout out Kentavious Street.
Big Street been in there holding it down, bro, since he got here. Our D-line has not lost a step. Matter of fact, it probably gotten better. Big fella be in there holding it down. I love that pickup. Between him and Onyemata, big fella. Them big fellas in there holding it down. And they freeing up Ebiketie and all the pass rushes. You got Bud Dupree out here getting loose.
You see it. You see it starting to percolate. It's starting to percolate. Like, you, yeah. Everybody was like, that's the only pickup. Scheme fit. Ryan Nielsen knew Kentavious Street. He said, damn, I lost a Grady. You're not finding another Grady in October, November, just sitting at home.
My thing is, bro, how many years Grady been here in the league?
2015. Year 9.
We were a month from 24. How much we getting out of Grady?
I mean, you got to stack. Look at Fletcher Cox, bro. We got to start stacking. But I think they doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
You got Onyemata. Onyemata out there balling. You got, Zach Harrison was out there kicking ass. Zach Harrison was out there kicking ass. Taquan starting around back in the shape. D-line ain't bad.
Lorenzo playing some good football.
Yeah, the D-line ain't bad. They finally got Ebiketie into the rotation.
I'm liking it.
I like it. And like Caden, bro, Caden was flying around. That boy was hot. That boy was hidden.
Was not upset by that late hit by any means. Thank you, sir. Great play.
That boy lit his ass up and started hollering. I said, yep. Flag. That's cool. That's cost.
That's all good.
That's cost.
Sideline to sideline.
That's how I want my linebacker. Not like number 3 last year. Hey, look. Caden had 5 solos.
I gave you the juice. I gave you the formula. He ain't out there piling on tackles. He making tackles.
Caden had 5 of them. Hey, shout out. I'm going to shout out my dog, Jesse. Jesse had a pick. Jesse had 5 solo.
He defensive MVP.
But you know who else had 5 solo?
Give it to me.
I got 3 players for you who had 4, 4, and 5 solo.
Talk to me.
D. Alford. Cheers, my brother. Clark Phillips. She is my brother. And with five, tiny team lead, young Jeffrey.
You know, Jeffrey ain't out here. But Jeffrey actually be playing some good football, too. Jeffrey. He has his moments. Mm-hmm. But overall, he plays some good football. He's back to himself.
Mm-hmm. He not third overall, Jeffrey. But Jeffrey out there hidden. Jeffrey out there mm-hmm. on the edge, like, you fuck around, come over here. I'm going to hit you. And I hate that AJ went down because AJ stuck Breece Hall, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you got your corners, all Clark Phillips sized my dog up.
He played some good football.
Yeah, Lamon came in with the punch out, but it's like Clark Phillips stuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they not big, bro, but it's that dog mentality that we've been begging for. You got DeMarco back there lurking.
Lurking.
And it's like,
we've been waiting for so long. Even Richie played a great game, flying around. Like,
I was about
it. It was night and day from what we've been seeing from Richie. And I was so thankful to see that because, bro, he was mentally, he was on the way out for me. He turned it around.
I'm going to say, go back to King's Landing. Go listen to some episodes. You might have an episode. There's my co-host requested a hard head back there, safety. And they added DeMarco Helms. And I was like, okay, cool. There go your hard head.
Special teams. Disrespectful.
I apologize, DeMarco, for putting you on special teams. I said, okay, cool, special teamer. That's the reason why Richie got the ball out. Because DeMarco, you not good at this. Let me do that and let Richie just be in the box, hanging around, making plays, finding ways to just disrupt it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if that's what Richie good at, cool, we found your spot. Bet. Mm-hmm. We're going to run three safety looks.
Yep.
I got the corners. Like, even when AJ went down,
right?
I can put Clark out there. And it's like, Clark is little, but Clark is a dog. Like,
mm-hmm.
the second.
And think about it from this standpoint, bro. That helps with our lack of linebacker depth. If you can have three safeties on the field and lock down the edges at corner and keep them front boys and big boys up there humming, Jesse can hang over the top of anybody. And so now you got to deal with essentially two more outside linebackers, safeties, and your middle safety, and the edge is locked down. So you got five DBs flying around. Whatever Caden does is whatever Caden does. He's going to read and react and make plays wherever. Fly. And the front is going to do what the front does. So it's ideal. Like, this is what the NFL has become. We don't have big linebackers anymore, like Ray Ray, that, you know, lurking around in the middle. Like, the ball is going everywhere, and we can stop the run and we can stop the pass with that three safety look. As unorthodox as it is ideal for this scheme and this team. We got the most unorthodox team in the NFL.
It ain't sexy, but hey. Mm-mm. Nielsen, hey, hats off to Ryan Nielsen, bro. This is a man that knows his game and the players who fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a shout out my podcast co-host one more time.
Oh, we got another.
He said, "Where the black linebacker at?" Andre Smith played less than one half. And had three solo tackles. go check him out now. First play in, Lamon went down. I was like, I was like, all right, who's next? Like, we already we put him in. I said, okay. I think they ran like a toss or something. Bro got on his horse. I said, we got a conveyor belt at linebacker. They just like,
yes, sir.
Who next?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
bring
like,
him in.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to ever say Lamon the best linebacker in the league, but Lamon can play linebacker.
Facts.
That was the problem with Michael Walker and Debo. They couldn't play linebacker. They were athletic. They could do some freak shit, but I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Run fits. read the pulling guard, Phil.
Phil.
Bruh saw it. He started hauling ass. I said, There he is.
That's the one he was talking about.
That's the one. He three solos. And it's like, people are like, it's just three tackles. Bro, we had a starting middle linebacker for 17 games last year who did not have three games with three solo tackles. That'd be, man, you went and got him. Yeah, I ain't need no help.
Man.
I'll take it. That's my fourth linebacker. That lets Landman rest his knee. Because if you ass out there, Landman, like, all right, coach, you see this shit going on. Like,
right.
Shoot me up.
I'm going to let me go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get him back right for the run.
Man. So, hey, shout out to Andre Smith. Nobody going to give him his flowers, but, hey, we giving out flowers to you,
fellas. We see you, big dog.
We see you, big dog. Hey.
the black linebacker.
Yeah. Storm Norton out there, man. Storm Norton was out there. We lost McGarry first quarter.
Yeah.
Storm Norton was out there. I got you, Cope.
Next man up.
And
let's do it.
Bro, if we would have lost a lineman 3 years ago, rap.
Mm-hmm.
Game over. Cook.
Chalk up the season.
Rap. And it's like, this is the second time we'd have had to play Storm Norton. And I didn't even know Caleb was out the game until I saw Big 77. I said, when we go 6-0 linemen?
What are we doing?
Nah. So it's like, it's those type of things where it's like, when folks like, I'm tired. I'm not trying to win games, bro. We need draft pick. Them, they don't give a fuck.
At all.
I'm out here trying to win, bro. I'm out here trying to put dicks in the dirt. I'm out here trying to win the game. Every Sunday, I strap them up because I might not be in the league next year. And you worry about draft picks. I might not even be on this team.
Right.
And you want me worried about
right.
Mm-mm. So I like it. And then you see stuff like, shoot, Jonathan Allen up in Washington, bro. He's like, I'm sick of losing, bro. I've been here my whole career and I ain't won nothing.
Nothing.
And it's like, you can get all the draft picks you want. You can have draft position all you want, bro.
They're not going to be happy.
They're not happy, bro. They're trying to win. Like,
right. So all that practice. That's the other part. People don't consider. Like, bro, you got to do all this practicing, all this waking up and lifting, hitting, ice bath, cold tub.
Since June.
You done rolled your ankle. There's so many rolled ankles that y'all don't know about and sprained wrists. And fingers that just as grown men, we just play through that y'all don't know about, and bruises that haven't healed since camp. Like, dog.
Since camp, bruh. Since summertime. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
My baby talk about daddy picked me up and I can't because my shoulder been jacked up since.
Been jacked up since. But I got to make this money.
But you want me to lose on purpose for some draft picks. Boy.
You know how much money on the line on this? Win or lose?
And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, then you create a culture. I'm gonna take my shot at Kyle Pitts. You create a culture where it's like, I'm not going to play through injury. Like, he's playing through it. I'm going to give him his credit. But it's like, think about it, they don't go to the postseason. He's like, I'm not doing that shit.
Facts.
I'm not going to play through it. Like, I'm giving him his credit. He's playing through it. Like, that's what you want. Like, I don't want you, messing up your career long term. But it's like, they mess around, go 4-13. He's going to be like, bro, why did I play on this?
Put me on IR.
Put me on IR.
My hamstring.
Yeah. It's like, they suck.
You know, the hamstrings, you can't diagnose a hamstring.
Hey, ask Julio. That's
the easiest out of all time.
Ask Julio. Coat.
My foot.
So it's like, yeah, bro, go win the division. And I want this to be the start of a run. Awesome. Like, we won it when we all sucked.
Right.
We won.
Right.
We all sucked and we were still better than y'all. We were still never that sorry. We like, had some damn pride, bro. Like, look at the Panthers. The Panthers wish they had 6 wins right now.
Wish.
They wish they had something to play for.
Miserable.
Bruh, it's about to be, and they've been eliminated. You won in 11. You've been eliminated from postseason.
You already at next year.
You sitting here like Brian Burns got ejected. Ain't got shit to play for, bro.
What? For what?
That's saving me. That's less snaps on me now.
Fan base sick.
Fired the head coach. We got one win. We ain't got no first round pick next year.
They had all them corners. Didn't they have a whole 6-5 secondary?
Yeah, man. Dante Jackson, JC Horn, CJ Henderson.
Chin was up in there.
Jeremy Chin. Who was the other safety they had? I'm trying to blank.
A whole bunch of who? That's what they're gonna be. They're gonna be like, who was out there?
No. Go back to week one episode of King's Landing. Everybody was talking about the Panthers. And I said, boy, they sorry as hell.
With that little fella rolling little baby out there.
Now everybody's like, I don't know why they set him up. Y'all were picking this team to win the South. I remember it.
I saw that foolish video.
Yeah, man. But let's get to this matchup, man. You done got me going, man. This damn whiskey flowing through my system.
Let's do it.
Let's get to this matchup.
You got these pesky Bucks.
These pesky Buccaneers. You know where we're playing at
now?
It's
going to be an interesting game. And we at the crib.
We at the crib. It's on CBS. So you know what that means. Matt Ryan is going to be in the house.
Matt Ryan coming back.
Let me make sure.
I don't like some cap, brother. You know they ain't bringing Matt back twice. They bring Matt back for the playoffs.
Let me see. Nope.
CBS said we're not dealing with the SEC no more. Y'all can have ABC.
I hope we get Tony Romo. Damn, nah, we ain't getting Matt. They got mad at the Colts at the what? No, that was this week.
They need to send Matt to New Orleans.
I need week 14. Come on, baby.
Let Matt talk crazy about New Orleans. Like they do us with Vilma. Gotta sit there and watch Vilma talk about the Falcons.
He was talking about the Jets. Jonathan Vilma can have it, bro. But no, I don't know. I hope it's Matt. I hope we get Matt again, man. I love listening to my dog talk about the game. But hey, shout out Mike Evans. I'm gonna go ahead and say that right now.
First ballot Hall of Fame, man. Look,
first ballot Hall of Fame. I ain't got no beef with the Bucks, bro. Bucks been good two times in our entire life. I ain't got no beef with the Bucks.
These are facts.
Yeah, man, I respect Mike Evans, bro. He never talks shit about the Falcons. He's respectful. He just go out there, he play his game. He's not Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan got his ass rolled up.
Of course not.
He got mauled by Caleb McGarry for 60 minutes and want to talk shit after the game. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even finish it. Shut the hell up.
He was over there on the sideline pulling off his thong.
Yeah, man. See, exactly. Mike Evans ain't never did that. Like, Mike Evans got stuck by Keanu Neal and shook his hand after the game. Like, I'm always respect Mike Evans, man. That's he one of the best receivers to ever play the game. He just been stuck on the Bucks. But you know, beyond that, that's it.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Will Johnny Football be Johnny Football without Mike Evans?
Johnny Football would not be Johnny Football without Jake Matthews.
I was going to ask. That was the number two question.
You know I'm not a Jake Matthews fan. Johnny Matthews was a dog in college. I don't care. He's Caleb Williams.
Johnny Matthews?
I mean, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football is Caleb Williams.
I don't know if I could go with that. How tall is Caleb Williams?
6'2". But it's the improv. I know it's a hot take, but like think about Johnny Football with 2014 mixing. He just run around. Now you open. He never played in phase. He was never in structure. Bro could not identify a middle linebacker, but it was like faux verts, bet.
Football time.
I'm just a football player. So, but no, I mean, the Bucks are just not good, but the Falcons are just not good. So, like, it's not like I can sit here and just
copy. Hey, watch your mouth. You just put us in the same breath with them.
Bro, we beat them by three.
We are still the winners.
We are. Of the
division.
But I'm honest.
Unacceptable.
We not. It's not like
reel you back in. This is still like, a Falcons podcast, brother.
All I'm gonna say is there is not a tier difference between the Falcons and the Bucks. The Bucks are 5-7. We 6-6. We mess around, lose this game. They right there for the division.
Now we back talking trash about the Falcons.
So
y'all beat the Jets, but y'all can't beat them.
Yeah, man, exactly. So, but it's like, yeah, we had the crib, man. We got some momentum. They were struggling with the Panthers. We're going to keep it real. They only beat the Panthers by three.
These are facts.
They only beat the Panthers by three. So, you know, we're going to see how AJ feel. No AJ, I think Mike Evans goes off. But I don't think Mike Evans goes off enough to the point where, you know, you can just legit just say Mike Evans. I don't think Mike Evans has a Julio-type game in him. You know what I'm saying? He got to have one of them type games, in my opinion. He got to go for like 150 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I can see that.
I
don't know if he does that against the corners that we got. And I think are we going to have Jeffrey or AJ?
I think Jeffrey would be fine. Jeffrey was standing up, you know, celebrating with Jesse after the game on the sideline before the game was over. So I think he'll be all right. But yeah, both of them out. All right, now all bets are off because Mike Hughes can't guard. Mike Hughes can't guard.
How's their offensive line? I think Ebiketie gets two.
Nah, because Baker get the ball out. That's the only reason why I say that. Like, not that Ebiketie not going to get there. Ebiketie get pressure. I think they get pressure, but Baker going to get the ball out. Shoot, we can go see how many sacks we had the first time we played him.
Nah, he broke a lot of sacks.
Yeah, like it's just.
I vividly remember that. That was weird.
We had one sack. So it was
weird seeing Baker break all them sacks.
But again, we back at the dome. The Ben's been rocking.
Hey,
shout out to the fans attendance
too, brother.
Shout out to the fans. Go holler at Kinghead in section 222.
Hey, don't be telling them folks where I'm be at.
Hey, I ain't you. They in the dome, baby. They see your big head, bro.
But hey, man, we be out there. You know, I got Unc and the cousins behind me.
Yeah,
baby, they came up in there with signs.
I gotta give the fans credit too, like. It's easy to get caught up on Twitter and just be like, damn, like, you know, fans not rocking the team. Fans are rocking with this team. Mm-hmm. Even with Ritter, it's like, just don't. Ritter just play a clean game. We like the rest of the team. We're going to come root. Just don't. You don't come out here ruining it.
This is the Bijan factor. You draft the D-tackle, you don't get this. We come in here to see Bijan.
Stars.
A real star. They just got ran through, and Buddy was crying against the 49ers. You ain't seen Bijan cry one time since he been in the A. The Bijan factor is real. So whoever wants to second guess this is butts in the seats. This is jerseys on backs. This is attracting other free agents who want to play with Bijan.
Mm-hmm.
So once let this offense get built up for another 3-4 years. See who's going to be on this offense. Because it ain't going to be what we're watching right now. I can almost guarantee that.
Hey, tell T. Higgins to come holler at me.
T. need to figure himself out too with that hamstring.
Tell T to come on down here. But yeah, man, back to these Bucks, bro. Let's see. What's the most points they scored this season?
You know, you don't like Rashad White. Rashad White been skating on folk, though.
Yeah, he been getting loose. They put up 37 on the Texans. But other than that, they season high is 27 points, and they have consistently scored below that, bruh. They put up 21, 20. These are the last 4 weeks. 21 points, 20 points, 14 points, 20 points.
And don't sound like 30.
And our defense can call five. So I don't care who Baker is. I don't care who Baker plays against. I don't trust Baker. And I like my defense. And again, we back at the crib. It seemed like they finally figured out if we got to play and it's something to play for, we'll play for it. Like this day, first chance at a three game winning streak to keep the lead in the division. Cause they, bruh, you win this game, the Bucks got to play the Packers and the Jags next and the Saints. Mm. So you win this game, you go ahead and just say, all right, Bucks are not in the picture anymore.
Yeah.
And the Saints, the hardest teams they got, they end the season on a Rams, Bucks, Falcons run. So it's like, you win this game and you win against the Colts, Saints game probably don't even matter no more. Saints game, mm-hmm. just go curb stomp them fools, you know, in New Orleans just for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm. Stomp the gumbo out there.
Yeah, man, because, like, think about it, bro. Like, we got the Bucks. You win this game. Go ahead and write that WM against the Panthers, bro. If we lose against the Panthers, that episode not going to be fun. But you beat the Bucks, you got the Panthers next, and then you got the Colts. Then you get to play the bum-ass Bears, bro? But come on. Like, that's what I hope they're – I hope they at Flowery Branch saying, bro, let's go kick their ass and start preparing for the playoffs. Like, and this is when the vets come. Calais, talk to him. Jesse, talk to him. Like – y'all want to go to the playoffs? None of y'all in here been to the playoffs.
You don't know what it's talking about.
You want to see some real football?
Mm-hmm. And Claire said, this is what I came here for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is what I came for. Like, it may not have been 13 wins, but shit, we can still
be here. Hosting the Cowboys.
We can still get to 10, 11 wins with a home playoff game in the Benz. We ain't never had a home playoff game since the stadium opened, bro. They got – Georgia and Alabama have played more meaningful games in the Benz than the Falcons since it
opened. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey. I know I keep getting a little ahead of myself.
Go for it.
Keep saying it. And they're going to talk crazy. We run off these wins and meet the Cowboys in the Benz. We winning.
First of all,
if we beat the Cowboys, do we face the Eagles next? Because I really want to beat them.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna get spicier for you, brother.
And the Niners, bring them.
We run these wins off. We're not facing the Cowboys in the Benz. We facing the Eagles in the Benz.
No. Eagles, they in first place, ain't they?
The Cowboys gonna beat their ass next Sunday and take the division from them. And we're gonna bring all them dogs down to the Benz,
yes,
in front of them fans that said we should have taken all them dogs. We're gonna kick their ass. You wanna get spicy? Let's get spicy.
Come on.
I'm here for it. I should even get lit. What's that coming down the track? Don't get me going, man.
A bunch of crap.
Somebody gonna turn this episode off at that point. They're gonna say, damn, they talked about my dogs twice. thought this is an Atlanta podcast, baby. Georgia Tech.
The Falcons. It's all good. that's why we roll with the tide.
Man. But shoot, man, let's get into these over-unders, man. Look, Man, hey, look, 39 and a half. I like that. That's fair. They got Atlanta by 2.5. ESPN got the Bucks winning 51%.
That sounds about like what they had for the Saints for us against us.
How you feeling? So we dogs at the crib.
Yeah, we dogs at the crib.
But we're not gonna play like
that. I don't know if people gonna show up to this game though, bro.
They gonna be there, bro.
I don't know. I think they got their belly full.
They got their belly. Baby, this is a divisional game, and we winning. We on a streak right now.
I understand, but it's the Bucks with no Tom Brady.
Bro, that's why, again, these fans been surprising me. I gave them their flowers 20 minutes ago. The fans been showing up. Even if it's obviously not going to be Falcons Saints. It ain't going to be that.
No.
But I think the team is giving the fans a reason to be like cautiously optimistic, where it's like, I'll go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll go. They 4-2 at home. They ain't really cut up at the crib. And they only got one more home game.
People can say what they want about Ritter, bro. We've enjoyed Ritter at the crib a lot more than we've enjoyed Mariota.
He a home player. Bro said, I play for y'all. He said, my man said, this is my first touchdown on the road in the United States. That boy not showing out on the road. He said, I do it for the fans.
Do it for the fans.
I gay. That is facts. He ain't – where have his bad games been?
Right, like what he had one, but we don't be in there cussing him out like we think we should.
Yeah, that it was the Commanders game where you were like, "What the hell are we doing?" But he came back.
I remember that's what I said. I know he had one.
Yeah,
because I was done with him. Throw his ass in the trash.
It was rough.
He's been playing solid. He's been cutting down. No turnovers last week. He tried it. He tried his best to give him a bone.
Man.
And couldn't even let it happen.
Nope. Yeah, I thought he was going to throw one in the sauce just for the hell of it.
Yeah. You know, his boy. I told you he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Off the air.
But. No, he good, man. What we getting? What we getting, baby? 39.5. I'm taking under. I'm gonna go ahead and take that one right now.
For the total game score, 39.5?
Yep. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because that's 2020.
Damn, you saw how quickly I was like, That's 21-18 field goal win. Over.
I'm still going under with a win. Damn. We've had some shitty games and we win.
And we win. Okay. Ritter, turnovers. One. Oh, he's taking over. He's going to turn the ball over at the crib. After you just said he don't be tripping.
It's going to be a shit fest. He got him and Baker fucking it up. Who can fuck it up worse?
Ritter, it's like Ritter has like three good throws and then a bad one. And then like and it's like, bro, what are you doing?
Bro, like it's going to be a fumble and a pick.
I can see that.
Because he didn't got too comfortable. He not throwing for – two touchdowns or three touchdowns. He gonna see ghosts.
Clean.
He gonna see the ghost of New York Jets past.
I'm gonna take a clean sheet. You know why? That boy got benched for that fumble going into the end zone, so I don't think he gonna fumble. And I don't think they're gonna let him throw enough. I don't think he's gonna have to put the ball in trouble. That's why I'm taking it over. I think we're going to be able to run the ball and put the game away like we want to in the fourth quarter. Like when we're gonna have one of the 5-6 minute drives in the fourth quarter that puts the game away, that saves Ritter from himself. Because if he throw a pick, it's gonna be in the fourth quarter.
I got one for you. Over under rushing attempts for Cordero. 5.
Over, baby. he gonna sniff 10. It's a divisional game. He gonna sniff 10.
That's why they saved him.
Yeah, this time to go.
Give him some more. Give him some more.
Yeah, you know what we here for. It is time to go. He had 5 last game. He had what, 8 against the Saints. It's his time. He's gonna be on the sideline.
He got the angry run. What do they call it?
Yeah, the angry run stick.
Scepter.
Yeah. Shout out. Hey, look, that's a throwback, man. Falcons used to have this hickory stick. But they ain't let the fans give out awards to players, but now we can do it for TV. But it's cool.
Yeah.
I think Cordero gonna sniff 10, bro. Like, do not throw the ball 30 times. We throw the ball 30 times, Ritter's gonna throw a pick. If we stick around 20 to 25, heavy dose of runs, because I think we can run on them now. Like the Jets.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Jets, bro. We ran for 90 yards. It was under 3 yards a carry. Like, that was a rough game. But it's like, I feel like that's one of those games where it's like perfect. That's the perfect type of game to have. So when you watch and film, it's like, all right, cool. Like, Vita Vea, cool. They're going to run on fucking – my bad. They're going to run on little Kalaja Kansi. Like, bro, they just don't have a weight in there. Like, Devin White is not healthy. Levante David is not healthy. Jamel Dean is not healthy. Like,
oh, we're about to roll.
Yes, bro, run over
there. I'm taking the under.
See, I'm taking the under.
It's going to be 12-18.
Yeah, no. He said it's not going to be – they're not going to be a – it's not gonna be enough time to score more points.
No,
I get it.
That's why ain't nobody coming to the game.
Man, I hope they just roll up on them, bro.
I hope so. I hope I'm a shoot. I might be there.
And we talking about a growing for Levante David. We ain't talking about like ankle sprain or nothing. He gonna have to be in there with Big Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Coming at him. He talking about hopefully be close and ready to play. Okay? I mean, you're not going to be 100%.
Right. Ain't no sideline scraping for you, sir.
Yeah, man.
The B gaps.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's going to be pretty. I think they're going to roll up on them 27-14.
You sound like Willie.
Falcons. We ain't getting 30. Still ain't gonna get 30. I ain't getting 30 points this season. I've accepted it.
No, yeah, that's out the window.
It's out the window, but
not with these pass catchers.
27-17. I give you that. That's a couple touchdowns and a field goal. I'm being nice to you, Bucks. Hell no. 27-16. 3 field goals and a late bullshit touchdown.
I say we let the butts. We about to get a walk off.
Are you on a tight
2017 cool game?
Shiesty. Okay.
I think Mike Evans gets 2.
No. If Mike Evans gets 2, he's going for 150. That means I gotta be stressed.
You're gonna be stressed. That's why it's gonna be a cool game. Damn. This is not a comfortable game. This is a bullshit game.
No, this is a divisional game. This for the division. They in another divisional fight.
No, I'm talking about like they're gonna be on it.
Oh, I know. I get what you're saying. But it's like, yeah, it's a divisional game. Like, they ain't never sweet. I want it to be though.
Cool game.
I want this is one of those games. This and the Colts game is one of those games that you point to going into the playoffs. I'm like, that was a playoff moment.
You know, they itching. They still itching. That was, the last one was cool game. That was the real cool game.
But we were in Tampa, bro. We always – it's always –
I'm saying they still – they itching for some revenge off that.
I know, man.
Hey. We might get another cool game for real.
No. We got a cool game first time we played down in Tampa. And the second time we beat them bums 30-17.
They're going to be a sequel for old Jack Sparrow down there.
Come on, man. Oh, I don't want to tie
him. Captain Jack.
Hey. I don't want to tie him, but I like it. Falcons going to 7-6, though.
Facts. Ready to wrap it up? Let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This has been another episode, an excellent episode of King's Landing. Again, this is your co-host, King Head 57, Brian King, and my brother. Follow him on X at triple underscore the King, triple underscore.